This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
How long? And today I want to talk, I don't know if I'm going to get through this today, we'll see how it flows, but I want to talk about laboring in two different ways, okay? Number one, laboring as we work, as we have jobs that we must labor, amen? How many are thankful for their job today? I sure hope you are, amen? I am, praise God. Many people are trying to find a job to labor, okay, and work. I want to talk about that first today. Labor how long? Because it's important today that we have some parameters or we have some guidelines when it comes to laboring, okay, or working. What does God say about how you should labor? I want to talk about today. And then if I have time, or we'll continue this next week, I want to talk about laboring or working for the Lord. Amen. Anybody like that today? All right, praise God. So let's first of all here look at God's example of work. Okay? God's example of labor. I want you to turn with me to Exodus 20. Now, I've read these scriptures to you before in probably a different light. This is the chapter where we see God's commandments for us. Okay? In chapter 20, they're in Leviticus, I believe, too. They're in a couple places. But I want to show you in just a couple verses here today, this is God's work week. And you know what? It should be our work week, too. All right? I thought that was good. The Lord gave me that this morning. God's work week. All right? He gives us an example of what our work week should be like. Okay, let's look at the scriptures here. We're going to read verses 9 through 11. And we're going to see some key points here. Exodus 20, 9 through 11. What does it say? It says, 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. How many days? 6 days. You're going to labor, you're going to work, and it says, do all your work. Did you catch that today? All right, making sure you did. But the seventh day, somebody say seven, is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work. Thou, or thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant. Anybody got any servants today? I'm just asking. Okay, praise God. Nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle. My Lord, even the cattle get a day off. Praise God, right? So, you know, if you got any animals, I don't know if you do here, make sure you give them a break too, okay? They need a break too. They need a day of rest, amen? It says, even thy stranger that is within thy gates, you know what? They get a day off too. Everybody is supposed to get a day off, it says. I like this. Amen. Why? For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and he hallowed it. Now, I want to see a couple things here that you need to see. First point I want to talk about is that you can work up to 6 days, is what we're seeing here, okay? The Lord works 6 days. I know he's still working. You know, we're going to keep this in a frame of mind. Laboring, working, Labor Day weekend, okay? How many know that we must make sure that we try to follow the scriptures and try to follow the pattern that God has given us, Old Testament Some things still apply for today, and of course, all the New Testament, okay? I believe here we see an example for me and you. And I want to kind of go off maybe a little bit here and there with this, but I believe what God is saying is you can work up to 6 days in a week. Up to, all right? Now, I don't believe he's just saying you have to work 6 days. I think you could work 5 days. Somebody should have said amen to that. Praise God. You could, you know, on my job, I'm in sales. I tell my guys, if they can do their work in 4 days, God bless you. Take the next 3 days off. But you got to get your work done. Amen? Right? If you're not getting the job done, then you may have to work longer or harder. But today we see a pattern here that even our God, he worked 6 days. He didn't work, you noticed here, 7 days. Now, I know people today that work 7 days sometimes. Do you? And how many know today that when we allow that type of schedule to come upon us, you know what? We're going to lose the blessing of God. Because work has become too much for us. I got one amen on that. Praise God. Work has really taken our life to an extreme. But God said, I worked 6 days. And I did everything in 6 days. Praise God. And I think he's trying to tell me and you today that you need to follow his pattern. Praise God. Work and do all you got to do. If it takes you up to 6 days, okay. If you can do it in 5, that's even better. Because you got more time for you, your family, and for him. No amens here. 6 days. Praise God. And I like what he said here. He says, make sure when you labor in those 6 days, do everything you're supposed to do in those 6 days. Because on the 7th day, you're not to do nothing. Right? Not to do nothing, meaning work-related wise. Okay? Let me say this to you. If I wanted to, the type of work that I do when I'm not here pastoring, I could work 7 days a week. I really could. I could work 12 hours a day if I wanted to. Every single day. My type of work, you work until you stop. Or until you want to stop. Okay? Some of us have jobs like that. If you have your own business, it's like that. Okay? But God is saying, I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to work always. Work shouldn't be number one in your life. You have to work. And you should work even up to 6 days, but make sure there is a 7th day of rest. Anybody seeing this here today? Amen? The 7th day of rest is the Sabbath day. Okay? It's very important here that we see that. In this 7th day, he says here in the scripture we read, in verse 11, the last part of it, he says that God rested the 7th day, and then he says, he blessed the Sabbath day and he hallowed it. Who blessed it? God blessed it. So when we don't take that 7th day of rest and give God his due, you know what? We're going against what he prescribed for me and you. Amen? So you're not going to see his blessing on what you're doing because you got it out of whack. There's a lot of people, Sunday morning, they won't come to church. Maybe it's not because they don't work, but they're so tired from the 6 previous days. Right? Have you ever felt that way? Oh, I'm too tired, Pastor Rich. I have to sleep in. But the 7th day is a day of rest, and it's a hallowed day. Amen? It's what? The Lord's day. I need to show you this. From the Amplified Bible, verse 11, the last part of it. Listen what the Amplified Bible says. God set it apart for his purposes, not yours. Oh, I need to say that again, because you need to get that today. It says, God set it apart, what? The Sabbath day, for his purposes, not yours. Amen? 6 days, He's letting you do what you got to do. But the seventh day, he says, it's my day, praise God. It's my day for you to rest from what you normally do and come and what? Spend time with me, amen. Worship me, hallelujah. Praise me, amen. You're thankful to me for what I helped you do throughout that week, amen. It's a hallowed day, praise God. 6 days you work for you, amen. Up to 6 days. The seventh day, you either come to church and you give God what His due is, and you also what? Can work for God on the seventh day. I'm working today. Amen? I don't consider this work, though, really, to be honest with you. All right? I don't. But in a sense, it is. I'm laboring. I'm working for the Lord because that's what I do. Okay? But it's a day that I give to God. Amen. I set it apart to God. I don't set Sunday apart for my golf game. Amen. Even though some people do. Right? Golf is their Sabbath instead of coming to church. Some it's going shopping. I better get off of that one. I'll get in trouble here. Praise God. Whatever it is, okay? What is the Sabbath day for you and me? It should be what? Coming to church, spending time with God, spending time with the family of God, amen? Giving God His due, praise God. Resting from everything else. I need to take a breath. When I leave my job, you know what? I leave my job. I need to get away from it, praise God. I need my mind to get refreshed, amen? When I come to church, I get refreshed, amen? I get refilled, praise God. I get strengthened again so I can go back out there Monday morning. Amen? So God says, this is my work week. It should be yours too. Have a pattern. And you know what? Make sure work doesn't get ahead of God. That your laboring doesn't become more important than God. Amen? Because you'll lose His blessing on your life if you do. I know people, they work so much, and they're still in debt. Amen? They can work till the cows go home, right? But you know what? Their life isn't lined up with what God says, so they can work and work and work. They'll still never get out of debt. Because some people don't even believe in tithing. Don't believe in giving. Amen? I'm going all over the place. I'm just being led here right now. It's not in my notes, trust me. Okay? But God gives us a pattern here. Amen. Thank God for an example, praise God, right? And many people, they easily get thrown off of what God says we should do, okay? Let's remember this. This day, it's not ours, okay? It may be ours to a point that we're going to rest, but it's a day that we want to spend with God. Now, sometimes some of us have to work on Sunday, and you cannot get out of it. So you know what? A different day is going to be your Sabbath. Amen? It might be Saturday. If you can't come to church, at least make sure you're spending time with God if it's a different day and we don't have service, okay? You need to know what day is your Sabbath day. For most of us, we are usually off on Sunday. That's why we meet on Sunday, okay? Now, some of us even go to the next point where we come on Wednesday too. Amen. I got a few. The ones who said amen are the ones who come. Amen. Now, why that is that only some of us come Wednesday and some don't, only you can answer that today. Amen. But that's, to me, that's still part of what I want to do for God. I need to do for God. I need to be here as much as I can. Amen? It may not be a Sabbath day like Sunday, but man, I'll tell you, Wednesday night, like my wife says, it's time to get refilled too. It's time to get pumped up again. It's time to get more word in my spirit. Amen? It's time for me to come praise and worship God just like I do Sunday. But I don't know why it is. Many of us don't think that's important enough today. You know, most churches on Wednesday night, they don't even have 50% attendance of what they normally do on Sunday. And our church is pretty good. We're usually right about 50%, sometimes more. So I'm proud of that, okay? But why we don't see the need on Wednesday as we do as much on Sunday, I don't have that answer yet, okay? But I want us to see this here today. Our laboring. Labor, how long, Pastor? How much should I work? You can work hard, but don't work more than 6 days, okay? Otherwise, you're going off the deep end because you're overdoing it, and it's going to control your life. Your life is not going to be blessed. Your time is going to be out of whack, okay? It's not a good thing here today. Let me read you a couple other scriptures here. In Proverbs 23, verse 4, you know this verse. I've brought it out before. It talks about laboring, okay? In Proverbs 23, verse 4, it says, labor not to be rich. Not this kind of rich. It's a person rich, amen? Labor not to be rich. I like the Amplified Bible. It says, weary not yourself to be rich. When you go to work and you put in your time, you know what? You shouldn't have in your mind that, man, I'm working today so I can become rich. Because how many know most of us are never going to get to that point? Right? A small percentage of people are going to get to that point. But it's a mindset. You know, I go to work because I want to make sure I can have what I need for myself and my family. Amen? And God says, you know what? He'll make sure that our needs are met according to His riches and glory. But some people, they are so emphatic or so caught up in what? Getting rich. Amen? That's all that matters. So you're never going to see that person in church because they ain't got time. They got to go to work so they can get rich. What a lie from the pit. Amen? You don't need to be rich to be happy today. How many know that? You don't need to have 5 cars in the garage to be happy today. Amen? You know, there's people out there who have everything this world could give, and they still don't have peace in their heart. Amen? Still don't have joy today. On this trip that we were on 2 weeks ago, one of the guys who came, he's a brother of one of the workers in my office who's a manager also. And I got to sit with him one day on the lagoon while we were swimming. And we began to talk about money, okay? We began to talk about how some of us, you know, are making pretty good money, and it seems like, you know, we're still not where we want to be, and then others are just barely making it or maybe don't even have a job, and they look fulfilled and happy. Where is that picture today? Amen? It's because some have God in their lives and some don't. Amen? You know, have all the riches in the world, but if God is not in the middle of that, those riches are not going to satisfy us today. Amen? So the Bible tells us, don't work to get rich. Work to meet your needs. Amen? There's a difference. Because you'll be willing to go home when it's 5 o'clock instead of work till 9. Oh, it's all right. I'm moving on. Okay. Praise God. 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10. Let me read you one more scripture on this point. 1 Timothy 6, 9 and 10. You've read these two before. Hopefully you've read these scriptures many times. Amen. But in 1 Timothy 6, 9, and 10, it says, but they that will be rich, here it is again, fall into what? Temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Wow. The ones who what? Are rich. They have all kinds of temptations, all kinds of hindrances, because they can't handle what riches can buy. And what it can give you, okay? Verse 10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. You notice here it didn't say, for money is the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Which, while some have coveted after, they have erred from the faith. You mean money can cause you to err from the faith today? You better believe it. If it becomes number one and you're going to work 80 hours a week so you can get it, it'll cause you to err from the faith. You ain't going to have time for God or to go to church. Amen? Some have coveted after this and they erred from the faith. They've backslid. Christians. Amen. That's what it's saying here. They have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. You mean money can bring sorrows? You better believe it. Okay? It has to be all in line with God's word and what He wants. So, the peril of riches, we have to be careful. Okay? God wants us to work. God wants us to put our time in. God wants us to earn a good wage. Nothing wrong with that. Okay? God wants you to be successful. God wants you to be the best at what you do on the job. Amen. But He don't want you to get overwhelmed with that. That it's everything that you live for today. Amen. So, I believe God wants us to work today. Amen. It's obvious in the Scriptures. Okay? And does He want you to work hard? Well, I think He wants you to work. But I think if you work smarter than harder, I think that's a good thing. Amen? Now, sometimes you are going to have to just work hard. But if you can work with wisdom and work smarter than harder sometimes, that's a plus for you. Amen? All right. Praise God. How about Paul? I want to use Paul as an example here today. You know, because we talk about working hard. Look at Paul here. I want you to look at these scriptures, what Paul says. 1 Corinthians 15:10. This is Paul speaking. Paul, the great apostle, about work, about laboring. Okay? Look what he says. This is the great apostle that a lot of our whole New Testament was written by. He says in verse 10, he says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am here today. And His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain." But look at this part. "But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." Paul says here, you know what? I labored more abundantly. I worked more, harder than all of them. Who? The apostle? Yes. Apostle Paul. He worked harder than all of them, he says here. So it's not wrong to work hard, okay? I could talk about laziness at this point, but I'm not going to, okay? That would fit in real good, but then we'll never get out of here if I go that direction, amen? But Paul says, and he didn't say it here in a proud way, he just said, you know what? I worked hard, okay? I worked hard, and I worked harder than all them, but it was the grace of God that was with me that allowed me to do that today, amen? He gives God the glory and the praise. He realizes all that he was able to do was because of God's hand on his life. Amen? Let me tell you, all that has happened for me at my job that I work 5 days a week, I know it's God's hand on my life. Amen? Now, I've had to work. You know, I couldn't sleep till 10 o'clock every morning and go to work anytime I want. I've had to work. I've had to put my time in. But God's grace has been on me to do what I've done for over 20 years. Okay? Paul recognizes it here too. And he's not afraid to go to work. He says, I've outworked all of them that work with me. Another scripture here. 1 Thessalonians 2:9. I'm moving quick here now. 1 Thessalonians 2:9. It says, "For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail." Here it is again. "For laboring night and day." Ooh, who's this? Paul, the apostle. He says, "Because we would not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God." So Paul says here, you know what? Not only have I worked hard, but I worked night and day so that I would not put it on the church to have to take care of me all the time. And I preached the gospel in the meantime. How many know Paul was a tent maker? He was bivocational, like I am right now. Amen? I got something to relate with Paul. Praise God. But he says, you know what? I worked hard. Okay? He says, remember, the labor and the travail, working night and day, so that the church wouldn't have this heavy load on them to support him. But was that a bad thing or a wrong thing that the church support him? Of course not. The church should have supported him. Amen? Because that took a lot out of him. I can just imagine if he didn't have to make tents during the day, he could have spent more time, what? In ministry. Anybody here today? Amen? But he did whatever it took. Paul was a hard worker. Paul was dedicated. He labored hard. He worked hard. And God's blessing was all over his life. So he was not afraid of working and working two jobs if it meant he needed to do that. Some of us have worked two jobs. You know how it is. I know people who work three jobs. I don't know how they do it. Two's enough for me. Amen. But some people work even three jobs, okay, to try to make things work. Wow. How the heck, where is God going to fit in that picture, though? Think about it. Just to get your schedules all lined up to work, I don't know. So we see here the importance of working, okay, of laboring, and how long we should, all right? We got to do what it's going to take, right, and follow God's example of a work week. Praise God. But I want to talk to you a little bit here before we get into communion. As we talk about laboring in the natural realm, how about laboring in the kingdom? Praise God. Amen. How about laboring for the cause of Christ? Working for the cause of Christ. Amen. How many think that's important today? Paul did. Amen. And he did whatever it had to take to do what God had called him to do. And how many know today he's called us to labor in the kingdom too? And I hope we don't look at working in the kingdom as a struggle today. Amen. It shouldn't be something that's hard for me and you to do. If you love God today, you want to serve God and do whatever he asks you to do. Can I get an amen? That should be your heartbeat today. Amen. It really should. So I want you to think with me for a moment today. How you work in the natural, do you work like that for God in the spiritual kingdom? All right? I can't answer that for you. Only you can. How does your work relate from physical to spiritual? Do you put that kind of effort in with God? Amen? That's important today. I think some of our churches are sometimes lacking because we don't have the workforce. Amen? We don't have the people that we need so ministry can blossom and be greater than what it is. Because how many know ministry is work? Amen? Ministry takes work. You got to be committed to what? Doing something. Amen? If it's ushering, that's still work. Amen? You got to get here early. You got to get ready. You got to make sure things are ready to pass out. Okay? On and on and on. Every position, there's work that you have to do, and you have to be prepared. Just like maybe when you go on your regular job, you got to do things to make sure it goes right. Amen? How do we work for God is my question to you. I want to look at a scripture here in John 6:27. John 6:27. Labor how long, Pastor Rich? How long should I labor? How long? In this chapter, we read about Jesus, okay? If we're willing to work hard to get a paycheck in the natural, because we need to, our livelihood depends on it, can we adapt that to God in the spirit realm, in the spiritual kingdom? Because how many know today, and in a little while we're going to be eating some good food and that, our body needs food. We need to be supplemented every day. Amen. We need to have the nutrients and the vitamins and all those good things that keep us working in the natural so that we can perform on our jobs. Amen. And be healthy. But take that in the spiritual realm too. How many know we must eat good spiritually? We must have porterhouse steaks from time to time spiritually. Amen? We got to have the best, right? Not just vegetables. We need a full diet, right? So think about it. the effort you put in so you can have the finances and what you need to make sure you're taken care of and your family is naturally, do we work like that for the spiritual food? Amen. Now look at what Jesus tells us here in John 6:27. Amen. He says, labor not for the meat which perisheth. He's making a point. But for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. Oh, praise God. Which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him hath God the Father sealed. So Jesus, he's telling them here, he says, you know what? Make sure you don't just work for the meat or the food that, you know, that perishes. But are you laboring or are you working for that meat that is going to bring you and cause you to be sustained and enduring until everlasting life? Or let me just put it simply, heaven comes. Amen? How are you feeding yourself spiritually? Amen. Are you eating good spiritually? Praise God. How many know Jesus, he's the one who gives us what we need today. He sustains us. He fills us. He gives us all that we need spiritually to be what he's called us to be. Amen. So, how do we work or how do we labor spiritually to make sure we don't miss heaven? Did you know it's that important? Praise God. That we make sure if we're fed right, praise God, if we're eating right spiritually, if we're getting what we need spiritually, you know what? There's no way you're going to miss heaven. Can I get an amen? And that should really be important to us today, right? I mean, yeah, make sure you take care of this body. You need to, right? Nothing wrong in you know, taking care of your nails and doing all those things. Take care of your body. You make sure your hair is nice and you get a haircut and, you know, anybody who's married, you know what you go through with your wife and all the things they do, right? You know, Pilar, she loves to go and she gets her hair colored and you know, when she tells me that, I tell her, I'll see you in about 4 hours, babe. You know? I know what they do, what they go through, you know? And that's all good, amen? Because, what? You're trying to take care of yourself. But do we take care of ourselves like that spiritually? You know, which, when Jesus comes back, if your hair's color or not, is that going to matter if you can enter into heaven? No, you know. So, you know, I'm using that as just a point here, okay? Nothing wrong in doing that, all right? Nothing wrong in going to the health club to work out. God knows some of us need to get to the health club quick. Amen? Some of us need to get in better shape. If you're struggling today, you're not feeling good, are you working out? I'm talking to me too. Amen? But he says here, are you laboring for that meat that doesn't perish? Oh, man. It's not pasta either. We would tend to think that here at Oriole. That pasta, that's it. Amen. You know what I'm getting at there. Praise God. Who's this meat? Where do we get this good meat? Well, go down in that same chapter, verse 32. He says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. I want true bread. Amen. Not Panero's bread. That's good bread. But I want the true heaven, right? For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth his life unto the world. Amen. That's our bread. Praise God. We need to eat that bread every day. Hallelujah. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Wow. That's some good bread. Amen. And I don't even have to pay for it. Because he paid for it already. Amen? It's already paid for. Praise God. I can have a fresh loaf every morning when I give up. Amen? I don't have to go to the bakery. It's there. This is getting good. I'm probably getting you guys hungry. I'm not trying to do that. Now, in this same chapter, just go down a little further, verses 48 to 51. He says, I am that bread of life. Jesus is saying it. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. Wow. So you know what? That natural bread, it's not going to carry you all the way to heaven. Speaking spiritually wise here, okay? He says, your fathers did eat and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Ooh. Natural bread will sustain you, but it still will not stop you from dying physically. But this bread will cause you not to die spiritually. Amen. Big difference we see here. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Hallelujah. We better eat a lot of that kind of bread. Amen. Get filled up with it. Praise God. He shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Wow. That's Jesus. We need to labor for that kind of bread. You know, we need to work for that kind of bread. We need to want that kind of bread. We need to make sure we get that kind of bread every day. Praise God. Put the effort towards that kind of bread that we do towards our natural bread. If we did that, man, what a change this world would have. Just think about it. If we would do that, it would change our society, because Christians would be so on fire for God, this world would have to be going upside down. But, you know, do we have that kind of balance in our lives today? You know, do we have that kind of discipline where we can, what we do in the natural, we can do in the spiritual? I think we're all trying to get to that point, okay? This is to encourage you today that you make sure of how you're laboring. How are you working, okay? Do you have balance in your life today? We all got to have it. Praise God. I'm not going to be able to go any further with this because of time's sake. So I'm going to kind of shift gears here. All right. And maybe next week we'll go into the rest of this if God seems fit for us to do that. But the bread of life. Amen. The bread. Praise God. Today is Communion Sunday. Amen. And if someone could go and get the first lady and the class, I appreciate it. He's our bread. Amen. He's our bread today. Praise God. He is the bread that nourishes us. He's the bread that gives us what we need in every which way. So I want to read you one scripture here as we get ready for communion. 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15. Just, I want you to think about Jesus before I even read this. Sometimes, you know, we work real hard and we get tired and we got to go home and we don't want to talk to anybody because we're so beat and we want to just get our rest. And next day we get up and we're back ready to attack. Amen. And go out there. I want you to think about Jesus just for a moment and think about how hard he worked for me and you. Amen. Jesus did not put no limit to what he did for me and you today. Because he loved us, he worked real hard for us. How many know that today? Amen. He worked so hard that he even died for me and you. That's how hard, when you talk about laboring or working, the Son of God did for me and you. The scriptures tell us here in verse 14 and 15, it says, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Now listen to this. And that he died for all. Who was that? He, Jesus, died for all. That they which live, now here's what our ears need to perk up again. It says, they which live, anybody living here today? Amen. That's me and you. They which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Amen. Today, he labored. He worked hard. He died for us. So because of that, now we should what? Live for him. Amen. Doesn't mean you don't go to work, you don't take care of your family, you don't do this, you don't do that, but you live, you have a different perspective of life now. If you're a born-again believer today, if you're not, everything I just said in the last half hour, whatever it was, it don't mean anything, okay? But he gave us the example again, amen, of living and dying for what he believed was important. Praise God. So today, we're going to ask the praise team to come up. The ladies will be represented as they sing this song for us to prepare our hearts for communion. Amen. So I'm going to ask you to stand, and as our brothers come, they're going to distribute the sacraments to you. Wait to partake with us all together at once, and we will do it at the end, okay? But let's get our hearts ready to receive this morning. Amen. Praise God. That's right. We got okay. Thank God for everyone we have working. Praise God. Hallelujah. We gather now with bread grape juice. Amen. We'll just change that a little bit. Praise God. God is so good to us. Amen. Healing is here for us today. Praise God. I know we had prayer before we went into anything else in the service after the praise and worship, but what a time right now, again, if you still need something from God, because this is the representation of what Jesus did for us 2,000 years ago. This is our healing. Amen. So maybe you didn't come up here earlier, but where you are right now, I want you to look to Jesus. Amen. And we'll have the ladies pray for the bread and the cup here in a moment. But get your heart ready. Praise God. If you need forgiveness, what better time than right now? Say, Lord, I've blown it. I need forgiveness, God. Cleanse me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Help me, Lord, in my walk with you. Do it now. Praise God. Before you eat, before you drink. See, that cements what you just did here. Amen. Your healing is right here. He paid the price, amen, so we don't have to pay it anymore. He worked hard. Don't let that work go out the window, amen. Don't put it to shame by now accepting the gift of God today. Salvation, healing, deliverance, you name it, you got it. Sister Dawn to pray for the bread. Amen. Go ahead.
Dear Lord, we'd like to thank you for your sacrifice of your body, Lord. You went through all the pain and the labor for us, Lord, when we didn't deserve it, Lord. We thank you for many blessings you put upon us, especially your sacrifice to bring us into heaven. In your most precious and holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's partake of the bread. About the sacrifice Jesus made for us. We thank God for the blood today. The blood brings power to our lives. Amen. If there was no shedding of blood, there would be no possibilities of us praying for whatever we need today. The blood brings the healing that we can have today. The blood brings every need to be met. The blood represents the sacrifice, the work, and the labor Christ did for us. I'm going to ask Rose to pray for the cup. Amen.
Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to come together in one mind and one spirit, Father, celebrating your communion, Lord. You said, whenever do this in remembrance of me, you said, Lord Jesus. And Father, we do this in remembrance of your Son, Lord, who came down to sacrifice himself, Father. You said, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, Father. And thank you, Lord, that you have taken away our sins, Father, and you've thrown them from the east to the west, as far as no one can see, Father, that it shall not be remembered, neither by you nor by us, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the cleansing of our sins, Lord, through your precious blood. In Jesus' name.
Partake. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving me everything I need today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for as sweet it is, that's how sweet it can be for us today, church. Amen. And you say, Pastor Rich, labor how long? Labor how long? Until it gets done. Just like when you go to work, you have to work until your job is done. Well, you know what? How long should I labor for God until he comes back? Amen. With all that you have, labor for God. Work for God and see the blessings on your life today. Amen. God bless you all today. So good to have you here. Please remember, we have a barbecue. We ask you, don't leave unless you're going to go to get something and come right back. We're going to be meeting downstairs. Let's have a time of fellowship. One with another. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Greet one another, especially our guests.
Going outside?
Yeah, we'll go outside. Yeah.